content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is John Ivey from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I will be reading articles from the April 2018 issue of Sports Illustrated for Kids. Today's programming is underwritten with support from the Raleigh Kiwanis Foundation. They can be reached at www.kiwanisfoundation.org. As we look at this month's issue, across the top of the page, Baseball Preview 2018, and with the picture of two members of the Yankees in their pinstripes with two extra-large bats. And the title in front of the bats, Big Time Bashers. Who are they? Bronx Bombers Giancarlo Stanton and Aaron Judge are leading baseball's home run revolution. And as we turn the page, under lineup, April 2018, Baseball Preview 2018, on page 31, step right up, sluggers. Big league hitters are sending balls out of parks at a record rate. What's behind the power surge and how is it changing the game? Page 36, scouting reports. Who's got the pop to contend in 2018? No team rates higher on our power meter than the New York Yankees, who have a 28th World Series championship in their sights. Page 18, primetime. Long dogged by injuries, Ike Opara of Sporting Kansas City is hoping to maintain his newfound status as the top defender in Major League Soccer. Page 22. NBA All-Star Weekend. Indiana's high-flying Victor Oladipo was just one of the young stars making a splash. Page 46. Excerpt. The Baseball Fan Book. Broaden your horizons with these obscure facts that will help you sound like an expert when it comes to the national pastime. Page 48. From the pages of Sports Illustrated. The Wham of Cam. Duke-bound, lottery-bound, Cam Reddish is not the first player of his kind, but his skill set may change expectation for the possibilities of modern basketball athlete. And favorites. Page 2, freeze frame. Page 7, sports cards. Page 11, April birthdays. Page 12, future stars. Page 16, LOL. Page 26, posters. Page 52, what's the call? Page 53, games. Page 54, art gallery. Page 55, comic cards. Page 66, Buzz Beamer. Well, let's go to page 2. We have a picture here of some rugby players. Freeze frame. Blurry hurry. February 3rd, 2018, Hamilton, New Zealand. Sam Myers of Australia made a run for it against Wales at the 2018 New Zealand Sevens, part of the 10-event HSBC World Rugby Sevens Series. Myers didn't have looked so worried. Australia won 26-7. The United States won 1-1 at the event. The Rugby World Cup Sevens will be held in San Francisco, California in July. Another freeze frame. A polo event. You heard it here first. February 3rd, 2018, Al Ain, United Arab Emirates. Camels were the stars of the Sultan bin Zayed Heritage Festival, an event that lasted 2 weeks. There were camel beauty contests and camel racing, a sport that some historians have traced back to the 7th century. The animals can reach speeds of about up to 40 miles per hour. And here on page 3 and 4, it shows those camels galloping away. Who's who in sports? Top line, page 8. Yuzuru Hanyu, figure skater from Japan. His height is 5'7". He was born December 7th, 1994, Sendai, Japan. Hanyu, the men's singles champion at the 2014 Olympics, won gold again at the 18 Games, becoming the first male skater to defend his title since Dick Butner of the United States in 1952. After the short program, Hanyu led by 4.1 points. Following the free skate, he was 10.9 points ahead of countryman Shomo Uno. In 2017, Hanyu won his second world championship. He also earned gold in 2014. He nabbed silver in 2015 and 16 and bronze in 2012 when he was 17 years old. Question: which stuffed animal do fans throw on the ice after Hanyu's routines? Do 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 do. Answer: Winnie the Pooh, whom Hanyu has adopted as his mascot. Next we have Joey Votto, first baseman of the Cincinnati Reds. His height is 6'2", his weight is 220 pounds. He was born September 10, 1983, in Toronto, Ontario. In 2017, Votto made his fifth All-Star team and came in second in National League MVP voting, 2 points behind Miami's Giancarlo Stanton. It was the fourth closest vote ever. Votto led the National League in on-base percentage 4.54 and walks 1.34 and paced the Reds in RBI 101s and 106 and home runs 36. He batted 320 and struck out once per 8.52 plate appearances, the ninth best rate in the majors. The National League MVP in 2010, Votto was also the first Reds player at his position to win a Gold Glove in 2011. Question: who was named 2017 American League MVP? Do 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 do. Do 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 do. Answer: Jose Altuve. And finally for today, Blake Griffin, power forward, Detroit Pistons. His height is 6'10", his weight is 251 pounds. He was born March 16, 1989, in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. After the Clippers traded him to the Pistons at the end of January, Griffin averaged 20.4 points over his first 8 games with Detroit to lead the team in scoring during that span. A 5-time All-Star, Griffin had led Los Angeles in points per game every year since his rookie season in 2010-2011. He averaged at least 18 points and 5 rebounds in each of those 7 seasons. Griffin, the 2010-2011 NBA Rookie of the Year, was the National Player of the Year during his second and final season at the University of Oklahoma. Question: when did the Pistons last win the NBA Finals? Do 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 do. Do, 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 do. Answer: 2003 and 2004. They defeated the Lakers. Warm up. Page 9. Picture here of the members of some of the Cleveland Cavaliers walking off the court. Winning formula? The new look Cavs began their time together by earning 3 straight victories. Will they be able to work together all season? Burning question: does locker room chemistry matter? Before the NHL's February 26 trade deadline, the Boston Bruins were in a good spot. They seemed a shoo-in for the playoffs, so their front office faced a familiar dilemma. Should the Bruins swing a big trade to try to improve the team or stick with what is clearly working? I think it's been factored into conversations between me and General Manager Don Sweeney that we have a group with some real togetherness there this season, said Bruins coach Bruce Cassidy on February 22nd. Cassidy talked about the importance of not subtracting players from the locker room and how he preferred that the team trade draft picks and prospects. 3 days later, Sweeney sent a skater on the active roster, Ryan Spooner, minor leaguer Matt Beleski, along with a prospect and two draft picks to the New York Rangers for Rick Nash, a top scorer sure to improve the Bruins' attack. But Sweeney subtracted as much from the locker room as he added. Did he tinker too much with the winning formula? Fans love when teams go all in at the trade deadline. But general managers who stand pat always have a built-in excuse that they didn't want to upset team chemistry. Unlike real chemistry, a hard science involving precise measurements, locker room chemistry is nebulous. It's hard to explain and even harder to place on value. Should teams really hesitate to improve themselves on paper out of concern for how players will get along? Consider the inverse of the Bruins situation, a divided team at the trade deadline. The Cleveland Cavaliers expect to compete for the NBA championship every year. This season, however, they struggled early. Reports emerged in January of a tense players' meeting in which teammates accused Kevin Love of faking an illness. It seemed a situation that superstar LeBron James might be keen to leave in the offseason. So the Cavaliers became the rare contender to use the trade deadline to fix the team's chemistry. They sent out Isaiah Thomas, Channing Frye, Derrick Rose, Jay Crowder, and Inman Schumpert in three separate trades. In return, they got Jordan Clarkson and Larry Nance Jr. from the L.A. Lakers, George Hill from the Sacramento Kings, and Rodney Hood from the Utah Jazz. The results were immediate. Following a month in which they had gone 6-8, the Cavaliers won their first three games after the reshuffling. More important, LeBron seemed on board with the changes. So if an aggressive trade deadline strategy can fix team chemistry, can it also undermine it? Maybe. Remember, though, that the Cavs' chemistry issues began when the losses started to pile up. Nothing bods teammates faster than winning. And finger-pointing typically only happens when there's something for which to blame each other. Golden State Warriors coach Steve Kerr reportedly told his 2015-2016 team before a game against the Clippers that LA's players don't really love each other. That may have been true, but no one believes that the Warriors went 73-9 that season because bingo night was such a hit. So keep an eye on the Bruins and the Cavaliers this summer. If Boston wins the Stanley Cup, maybe the chemistry concerns were overblown. If the Cavs beat the Warriors, maybe chemistry trumps all. And if they both win championships, consider me as confused as I was in my actual 8th grade chemistry class. Big numbers. 2. 2 gold medals, 1 in alpine skiing, Super G, and in 1 parallel giant slalom, snowboarding, that Esther Ledecka of the Czech Republic won at the 2018 Games. She was the first woman to win gold in 2 sports at a single Winter Games. 5. NHL teams for which Husai Jokinen has suited up since June 29th of last year. He went from the Panthers to the Oilers to the Kings to the Blue Jackets before landing with the Canucks at the 2018 trade deadline. 6. Homers that Seattle Seahawks quarterback Russell Wilson hit in his first batting practice with the New York Yankees. He was traded from the Texas Rangers in February. 3 triple-doubles in a row for Nikola Jokic of the Denver Nuggets. Jokic and Hall of Famer Wilt Chamberlain are the only players 6'10 or taller to achieve the feat. Frozen 4. The 16-team field in the 2018 Division I NCAA Men's Hockey Tournament will narrow down to 4. The Women's Frozen Four was held in March. In 2017, the University of Denver Pioneers above won their 8th national title and first since 2005. Ice hockey, of course, is more popular in colder places. Denver and Colorado, champs in 1950 and 57, are the southernmost schools to have won the championship. Masters Tournament, April 5th through April 8th, CBS and ESPN. The winner of the Masters held at Augusta National Golf Club has received a green jacket since 1949. Sergio Garcia, above right, and the 2017 champion, got his from 2016 champ Danny Willett. There have only been three back-to-back winners in history. Who will wear the jacket next? Poetry Slam. He rebounds and blocks with the greatest of ease. Dunking the ball, why, that's a breeze. He's tall, but he handles the rock with such care. Kevin Durant is the king of the air. It's National Poetry Month, don't you know? Now's your time to put on the show. Write us a poem, you must make it rhyme. Send us an email, and please be on time. An ode to your favorite athlete or team, or supporter or event, but pick just one theme. April birthdays. April 3rd, Philadelphia Eagles defensive end Brandon Graham celebrates his 30th birthday. April 5th, Chicago Bulls guard Justin Holliday is 29. April 8th, guard J.R. Sweezy of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers turns 29. April 9th, Brooklyn Nets guard Alan Crabb turns 26. April 13th, Milwaukee Brewers center fielder Lorenzo Cain is 32. April 16th, Colorado Rockies third baseman Nolan Arenado turns 27. April 18th, Nashville Predators left wing Scott Hartnell is 36. April 21st, L.A. Dodgers center fielder Jock Pedersen celebrates his 26th birthday. April 26th, outfielder Aaron Judge of the New York Yankees turns 26. April 28th, Manchester United midfielder Juan Mata is 30. April 29th, brothers and ATP Tour doubles partners Bob Bryan and Mike Bryan turn 40. And finally, April 30th, guard forward Simone Augustus of the Minnesota Lynx, celebrates her 34th birthday. Page 12, warm-up, continued. On our radar, Toni Breidinger. Her height is 5'6". Her birthplace is Hillsborough, California. Her birth date is July 14th, 1999. Her sport, auto racing. With a win at California's Madera Speedway in the midget Western Honda Performance Development Pavement Series last year, Toni became the winningest female driver in United States Auto Club history. It was her 10th career win, and she went on to finish the 2017 season with 5 wins and 10 races to bring her career victory total to 14. Toni, who graduated from high school last May, has since raced in USAC Silver Crown events and NASCAR late model races and plan to also compete in the ARCA Racing Series in 2018. During the 2016 season, Toni won 7 races to earn the Western HPD Pavement Series Championship. She clinched the title during the final weekend of the year, winning on Friday and finishing second the next day. Toni, who rode in her first go-kart when she was 9 years old, won her first USAC race in September 2014. Sports Kids of the Month. Jack Haley, 11, New Canaan, Connecticut, swimming. Jack broke decades-old state 10-and-under records in the 100-meter freestyle, 50- and 100-yard freestyle, and the 50-yard butterfly. His 100-meter fly time in August 2017, 1:10.24, was the 18th best ever nationally. Isaac Lang, 9, Plant City, Florida, Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. At the Grappling Industries Tampa tournament in December, Isaac won 7 of 8 matches by submission. He took home gold in a G, discipline in which you can grab your opponent's clothing, and in non-G. Cassidy Nelson, age 14, Olmsted Falls, Ohio, running and soccer. Cassidy, whose best 5K time is 20.06, topped all female runners in several of road races in Ohio, including the Edna House Recovery 5K last summer, 22:13:11. A left-footed left back in soccer, she helped CSA Impact United win the Ohio Premier Invitational last fall. Page 13, Unboxed, NBA All-Star Special Edition. The 2018 NBA All-Star Game in Los Angeles featured some of the stiffest competition in the event's history. More importantly, it reached new heights in sneaker fashion. What? With ex-Nike LeBron 4's Wise Cool. Made for the Long Live the King Chapter 2 collection, these embroidered LeBron 15s are aggressively regal. What? Curry 4 Flushed Pink. Why it's cool. Steph Curry wore his signature shoe in a new light pink color scheme made in tribute to his wife, Aisha. What? Harden Volume 2 Vision. Why it's cool. The All-Star Game was a homecoming for James Harden, who grew up in the area. These kicks are an homage to the middle school where Harden once hooped. What? Nike PG 2 All-Star. Why it's cool. Like many participants at the event, Paul George drummed up interest in his signature line by wearing unreleased colorway. What? Black and gold T-Mac 3. Why it's cool. This look, worn by Jaylen Brown above in the Rising Stars Challenge and Tracy McGrady in the Celebrity Game, harkened back to another mismatched pair T-Mac laced up at the 2004 All-Star Game. And finally, what? Jordan Why Not 0.1, City of Light, Why It's Cool. In honor of the All-Star Game's location, Thunder point guard Russell Westbrook wore these sneakers that feature a map of L.A. on both sides as part of the design. Warm-up, cross-training, Jimmy Johnson. The seven-time NASCAR Cup champion does more than drive a car really fast. A lot more. It seems like Jimmy Johnson is always moving. When he's not driving the number 48 car for Hendrick Motorsports, he's swimming, running, or cycling. These activities help him succeed at his day job, which requires him to have excellent reflexes and to maintain control of his 3,300-pound race car, and also allow him to stay in shape for two of his favorite hobbies, competing in road races and triathlons. Here's what a typical week looks like for Johnson, who works out whether he's at home in Charlotte or on the road. Swimming. Not only do I enjoy swimming, but a lot of the stabilizer muscles used for swimming are used in the race car, especially for the lower back and core in general, says Johnson, who usually swims 2,500 yards, around 15 minutes for him, twice a week. I think it's a really good exercise to keep my lower back healthy and also a great way to do active recovery from the other training that I do. After a warm-up, he'll often put his paddles on his hand for strengthening building sets that focus on kicking and end with the cool-down. Running. The shortest run I'll do is 4 miles, says Johnson, who also does speed work twice a week, often meeting his coach, Jamie Yon, and other runners at a local track. On average, I'm trying to get in 50 miles a week on foot, if not more. If I have a triathlon or something on the side I'm doing, that number can go up quite a bit. It can get up to 50 miles a week before a half marathon. Cycling. I enjoy it the most, especially when the weather breaks and the sun's out longer in the summer months, says Johnson. He'll ride approximately 200 miles a week on his road bike. It's probably about 15 hours of pedaling, he explains. Strength training, twice a week. Johnson does a workout made up mostly of body weight exercises such as lunges, wall sits, push-ups, and planks. Those sessions usually follow a bike or a run once I'm good and warmed up and even worn down a little bit. Dine like Jimmy. Breakfast, whole grain tortilla with avocado slices, salsa. Lunch, chicken and rice. Dinner, salmon and veggies. Treat, sweet treat ice cream. Travel log. Where in the world is Red Gerard? The 17-year-old snowboarder had quite the journey after winning gold at the 2018 Olympics. February 11th, Pyeongchang, South Korea. Gerard nabbed Team USA's first gold medal at the Olympics, winning the men's slope-style event. Gerard, who was in the 11th place after two runs, became the youngest American to win gold since 1928. February 14th, Los Angeles. Gerard flew 5,994 miles from Seoul, South Korea, to California to appear on Jimmy Kimmel Live. Gerard talked about how he overslept the morning of the competition, how he forgot his jacket in the rush to get to the hill, and about the 18 family members and friends who made up his enthusiastic cheering section. February 15th, New York City. Gerard flew 2,475 miles to New York to do a round of interviews, including with SI Kids. Said Gerard, "I'm honestly so excited to catch up on sleep for 5 days. February 16th, Pyeongchang via Beijing, China. Gerard still had one Olympic competition remaining. He flew 6,844 miles to Beijing before hopping on another plane for the two-hour flight to Pyeongchang. February 24th, Pyeongchang. Back at the Olympics, Gerard qualified for the big air final and finished fifth. Saints quarterback Drew Brees. Favorite things. His favorite food, country fried steak. His favorite ice cream flavor, Rocky Road. Sport other than football, baseball. His favorite band, Pearl Jam. His favorite emoji, the wink. His favorite animal, the tiger. Athlete growing up, Ted Williams. His favorite book, Where the Red Fern Grows. His favorite subject in middle school, history. His favorite actors, Matthew McConaughey and Jason Statham. Sound off. What would be the first clip on your youth sports highlight reel? I was the best at pitching in baseball. I had a pretty nasty curveball as a little league kid. I was in little league, so I'd say something from when I was probably 12, 13, or 14. That's Martin Truex Jr., NASCAR driver and 2017 Cup champion. What would be the first clip on your sports highlight reel? I was 9 or 10 years old, and I was running back for the Round Dock Dragons in Texas. I remember it was a handoff to the right, and I broke like 6 tackles on the route, getting hit in the legs, shedding defenders. I was spinning, stiff-arming, and I was going down the right sideline. I was stopping, letting guys go by, and I took it for a touchdown. My parents were watching. My dad was the coach. I was the fastest kid there and the most athletic. They were proud, but it wasn't like, oh, my gosh, a surprise. Eric Rowe, Patriots cornerback. Okay, we're out of time for today's episode of Sports Illustrated for Kids. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm John Ivey, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. Today's programming is underwritten with support from the Raleigh Kiwanis Foundation. They can be reached at www.kiwanisfoundation.org. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is really available as a podcast after the broadcast at our website, trianglereadingservice.org. So long until next time. If you have any comment or questions, please call 919-832-5138.